This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Make in India initiative has given wings to the country's Yuva Shakti to dream big. He said the impact of this initiative shows that Bharat is unstoppable. The Prime Minister said that the imprint of Make in India has become visible across sectors, including areas where the government never even dreamt of making an impact. He said, in 2014, the country had only 2 mobile manufacturing units in the entire country, and today the number has risen to over 200. Mr. Modi said, today 99% of mobile phones used in India are made in India, and the country has become the second largest mobile manufacturer globally. He said, the semiconductor manufacturing sector has attracted investments worth over 1,50,000 crore rupees. He said, in renewable energy, India has become the 4th largest producer globally with capacity, increasing by 400% in just a decade. In Jammu and Kashmir, voter turnout of 54.11% was recorded till 7 p.m. the second phase of assembly elections yesterday. Election Commission said the voting was held for 26 assembly constituencies peacefully without any incidents of violence. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, had maintained a constant supervision of the polling process to ensure that the polling took place in an incident-free manner. Rajiv Kumar said that the valleys and the mountains which had once witnessed fear and boycott are now taking part in the democratic festivities. He said, strong security measures were in place, creating a conducive environment for voters to cast their vote without fear or intimidation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Pune in Maharashtra today. He will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation various projects worth over 22,600 crore rupees. The Prime Minister said, we'll dedicate to the nation 3 Param Rudra supercomputers worth around 130 crore rupees developed indigenously under the National Supercomputing Mission. These supercomputers have been deployed in Pune, Delhi and Kolkata to facilitate pioneering scientific research. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate a high-performance computing system tailored for weather and climate research. India called for urgent reforms of the international decision-making structures, especially the Security Council, to give the Global South its due representation. Speaking at the Foreign Minister's meeting of the G20 yesterday, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said, reforming the UN to ensure it was representative, credible and effective was imperative and urgent. Mr. Jaishankar said the reforms should include expansion of both permanent and elected seats on the Security Council. The ministers of the G20, the group of major developed and emerging countries, met on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly's high-level meeting. A special court has ordered a Lokayukta police probe against Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah in the Mysore Urban Development Authority MUDA site allotment case in Bengaluru yesterday. The judge Santosh Gajanan Bhatt has ordered Lokayukta police in Mysuru to conduct the probe and submit the report by December 24th. The special court judgment comes a day after Karnataka High Court upheld the sanction granted by the Governor Thavarchand Gehlot to conduct an investigation against Siddaramaiah on the allegations of illegalities in the allotment of 14 sites to his wife B.M. Parvati by MUDA. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday met Indian chess Olympia champions at his residence in New Delhi. Mr. Modi witnessed a game of chess between members of the 45th Chess Olympiad winning team of India during the visit of the Indian men's and women's chess teams to his residence. India had struck historic double gold medals in 2024 Chess Olympiad held in Budapest, Hungary. In badminton, India's Kidambi Srikanth defeated Israel's Daniel Dubovenko 21-14, 21-15 in the men's singles first-round match at the Macau Open yesterday. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.